Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, welcome one and all to The Late Show. I am your host, Stephen Colbert. Today, down in Washington, was yet another clownish attempt by the GOP to draw some sort of moral equivalency between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. This time, they heard testimony from special counsel Robert Hur, who is the guy in charge of the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents. In Hur's report, he declined to charge Biden with any crimes, but he attacked the president's mental fitness, saying he presents as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. That kind of assessment is sort of outside the normal job description of a special counsel. It'd be like your doctor saying, well, we ran some tests, Mr. Johnson, and your cholesterol looks very good, but I am worried about how ugly you are. I'm gonna write you a prescription for bag over your head. Unlimited refills. Today, the GOP was hoping to use details from Hur's report about Biden's memory lapses to damage Biden ahead of the presidential election. Yes, Biden has been dangerously forgetful, unlike Trump, who always remembers that he is running against Obama and unopposed at that since Nancy Pelosi dropped out. So there was a lot of drama leading up to the big moment. Here's the special counsel being introduced to the Judiciary Committee.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hur.
Kind of classy. Sounds kind of classy when she does it. Republicans pressed her with a sharp line of questioning. Did Joe Biden commit crimes in an alternate timeline?
If you had the same facts and the individual that you were investigating was 65 and had a good memory, do you reach the same conclusion?
If this president was 60 years old rather than 80 years old, would you prosecute him?
Now I'll follow up on that one. What if Joe Biden was a strapping young buck, age 35? Sun-bleached hair, washboard abs, that little V muscle down here. I mean, tight, with fire in his eyes and a soul full of sin. Would you be tempted to charge him with unforgivable crimes of sultry passion? Now, I mean, right there, that little cut, like you could snap off a leg, and it'll stay like that.
Hur refused to engage in hypotheticals, but today he did release the full transcript of his interviews with the president. And what do you know? It's not as old man forgets a lot as his summary made it out to be. At one point, Hur even complimented Biden's memory specifically, saying, "You appear to have a photographic understanding and recall." So the exact opposite of his report summary. At this point, I'm worried about Hur's cognitive ability. Did anyone ask him to identify a whale? Whale! Now, the transcripts reveal that Biden remembered a lot of details. He described a submarine deal in Australia, curbing Chinese influence in Africa, the improvement of solar facilities in Angola, and the president twice mimicked the sounds of a car.
Loved Angola, Jack. Visited two photovoltaic electricity plants that generate over 500 megawatts of renewable power. Also, cars go vroom, vroom. That's number one. No, I'm serious, folks. That's number one. Number two, they go beep, beep.
The car noises were apparently...
Really?
Thank you. Car noises were apparently part of a lengthy exchange over the torque of electric vehicles, in which Biden asks, you know how it works? To which her responded, sir, I would love to hear much more about this, but I do have a few more questions to get through. Look, I'm no fan of her, but the guy had a tough job. Mr. President, with all due respect, might it be possible to answer the question without a trip to the basement to see the model trains? No? Okay. Biden also regaled her with details of a trip to Mongolia, saying, we're out in the middle of nowhere, and they're looking up on the hill. It's a 20-mile horse race with all these kids under the age of 16 on bareback racing to come down. You know, they're sumo wrestlers doing everything they do. So they walked over, and they had a target with bales of hay and 100 yards away, and I got handed the bow and arrow. I'm not a bad archer. That, of course, in response to the question, sir, would you like a glass of water? President also joked about the FBI search of his stuff, saying, I just hope you didn't find any risque pictures of my wife in a bathing suit, which you probably did. She's beautiful. What a strange day it must have been for those agents. Sir, we found several boxes of classified documents. Also, bathing suit photos of Jill from Rehoboth in 1997 and a folder labeled tax documents, hubba hubba. Now, of course, unlike Joe Biden, Donald Trump was charged for illegally retaining classified material, and hoo boy, do he seem guilty, because a former Mar-a-Lago employee and a central witness in the case just told CNN that the American people have the right to know the facts, and this is not a witch hunt. Well, it's clearly. I mean, come on. I think we all know this is clearly not a witch hunt unless, wait, is Trump a witch? Wait, are these incantations?
Ba 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 ba. Ding 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 ding. Bing 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 bing. She zian ziananing. Da dong da dang. Repeat.
Judges?
A witch! A witch!
I'll clean up nicely. Now, the witness's name is Brian Butler. That's right. The butler did it. Previously known in court documents only as Trump employee number 5. Trump employee number 5, by the way, also Chanel's worst-selling fragrance. If Butler's interview is any indication of his testimony, Trump is, to use a legal term, screwed up the wazoo. Butler says he and others, quote, moved boxes from Mar-a-Lago to the airport at the same time that federal investigators were visiting Trump to discuss returning the classified materials. That is insane. He's doing the exact crime he's being investigated for while he's being investigated for the crime. Identity theft. Officer, I would never. I swear on your mother's maiden name, which is what again? That's not bad enough. In exchange for Butler's loyalty, Trump may have dangled the promise of legal representation as a reward. Though I gotta say, Trump picking your lawyer is about the worst reward I can imagine. Okay, do you want the one who drinks so much that he pees Shiraz? The one who farts in court, or the one whose head is dripping with mystery ooze? Trick question. It's all the same guy. The former president's. Former president's legal bills have really been piling up. They're a money pit, and word on the street is that the Trump campaign is so light on cash that the former president may not be able to hold many of the signature rallies he so enjoys. Imagine what that's going to do to Trump's already fragile psyche. To get the approval he so desperately needs, he's going to have to rally door to door. Hello, citizen. Do you have a moment for me to tell you how windmills are destroying our failing nation? Bing bong. Phew. Can I use your bathroom? Spoiler, I'll be flushing like 10, 15 times. Here's something for those of you who are royal watchers, and I know you are, Lewis.
I am.
I'm afraid I've got some troubling news about England's royal family. I know this is your life's passion, Lewis, and I'm sorry. As we were talking about on this show yesterday, the kingdom has been all flutter by the seeming disappearance of Kate Middleton. Well, now, internet sleuths are guessing that Kate's absence may be related to her husband and the future King of England, William, having an affair. Oh, no. My heart goes out to poor Kate. Now let's dish the hot goss. I am ready to spill the tea. Literally, Fabrizio. Bring it out. There you go. Thank you, Fabrizio. Thank you very much. Thank you. You may go. Go, 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 go. I'm not going to share the stage with someone that handsome. So, I think we all know who the alleged other woman is. Say it with me. The Marchioness of Cholmondeley. What a beautiful name that I'm being told right now that I pronounced incorrectly. It is, in fact, pronounced Chumley. Counterpoint. No, it's not. Learn English, England. Now, there have been rumors of an affair between William and the marching band of chicanery since 2019. According to tabloids, back then, when Kate supposedly confronted him about it, he laughed it off, saying there was nothing to it. Aha, always a good response when your wife accuses you of cheating. Ha ha, imagine me having an affair. It is to laugh. It reminds me of a jape. Knock, knock. Who's there? Oh, it's my illegitimate son. I've knocked up my mistress. The Marcus Mumford of Chumbawamba is an old friend of the royals, and she's married to a close friend of William's, David Rocksavage. Really? Rocksavage? That sounds less like a British noble and more like a musician from the Flintstones. Rocksavage. What? I'm sorry, I'm being told it's actually pronounced Chumley. We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Diane Lane.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into, for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, you all know my first guest from movies like Unfaithful, Under the Tuscan Sun, and Justice League. Now she stars in Feud, Capote versus the Swans. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Diane Lane.
You guys, what a show.
Love to see you. Lovely to have you back at the Ed Sullivan Theater. I just recently found out that this is your old neighborhood.
It's
you lived
true.
Around the corner. What were your local spots? And is there anything still here, like in the neighborhood?
I used to walk past this on my way to the Colony record store to buy blank cassettes to record off the radio.
Oh, wow.
Remember when you had to press two
ka-chunk,
buttons?
Ka-chunk, the yes. ka-chunk. And then you would just put the microphone in front of the speaker
yes,
of the radio.
Yes, I would tell my dad to be quiet because
sure.
I'm recording. Right off the radio.
Did you go to Studio 54? Because
yes.
that was right next door here.
I think I was there on a night when Capote was there. How meta weird
wow.
is that? I was,
it was
14
a scene.
Or something.
It was like Capote and Andy and Bianca yeah. and Halston and Calavan and everybody was
I
there.
I know.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
How old were you when you were at Studio 54?
Way too young to be in the room.
Really?
I was 14 or, yeah.
14?
Well.
Like you and Brooke Shields in there.
Yeah, literally.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's kind
wow.
of. I'm not sure I approve.
In retrospect, well, Your folks, your dad was a cab driver.
Well, yes, he loved that story. He said, you were hatched under a rock. Just tell them that I was a cab driver. Because he did that for money when I was...
Sure.
It was a great way to be a single parent and get your kid where they needed to go. And I was doing theater late at night, and he had to pick me up. But he actually taught acting with John Cassavetes in the 50s.
Oh, wow, okay.
So it was kind of a cheat. He was like a secret superhero in my life.
Did you ever go with him in the cab?
Absolutely.
So they'd pick up somebody and there'd be a little girl in the front seat?
Yeah, there'd be a 7-year-old with no front teeth riding shotgun. You don't mind as my kid's with me, you know. He'd play the part of a cab driver.
Did your dad smoke?
Absolutely.
Sure, yeah.
Everybody did.
My mom did, too.
Sometimes they'd roll up the windows.
Yes, my joke is that I'll never have to be embalmed because as a child, my mother, Hickory, smoked me. Well, do you remember your dad's cab number?
Absolutely, 6F99. I still see it. I still look for it. The minute I get out of JFK.
Like the medallion or like?
I'm looking at the yellow cabs trying to find his number.
Wow, you ever get in
Absolutely.
And go, this is my dad's cab?
Well, that happened to my daughter, Eleanor. She called me up. I was in D.C. for something, and she said, Mom, I'm in 6F99. And she FaceTiming me, and the cab driver's like, this got a crazy one here. But it was true. Yes, at a talk show one time I arrived, and my dad had just passed, and that cab was pulling away. It was the first time I ever saw it. And I started to tear up, and I thought, he wants me to do good, you know?
Sure, sure. That's a wink if I've ever seen one.
Yeah.
You're starring in the new hit show, Feud, Capote versus the Swans.
It's so nice
to be
on
a wonderful
hit show. What a feeling.
It's a wonderful, incredible performance. It's such a wonderful view into that period of time, too. Your co-star, Tom Hollander, was on last night.
Yes.
And the two of you are acting in this clip that we have here. Can you explain what's going on between your character, who's Slim Keith?
Well, this is the finale, and the final episode. And this is sort of...
And these are all socialite women in New York and environs.
Yes, you're setting it up properly, but hopefully they've watched the previous, so they know exactly
maybe
where they are.
Maybe so. Just trying to
help. But this is Truman's wish. Like, if he could have made amends, this is how he would have done it.
Jim?
You gained nothing, but you made me a joke. You made my dreams and ambitions seem so ugly when it was all I had. I consisted of my ambitions, you... And why am I even taking these? They're from Japan. I got them, then Betty Bacall did, and everyone said hers were prettier. Your story cast its spell and took away everything I had.
Throw it. Throw the dish at me. At me, at Cleo, at Bacall, and everyone. But for sake, you've got to get rid of this anger. Throw it!
It's worth a fortune.
And after I picked up and flung the first priceless piece of china against the wall, it was open season. Lady Ina went berserk.
Cathartic.
It felt good.
That pleasant.
What was fun was to aim for the camera. They had a camera hidden in the wall, and so you just aim right for it.
Trying to break.
It's a little
contest
possible there, yeah.
We have to take a quick break, but please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Diane Lane, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, everybody, we're back here with the star of Feud, Diane Lane. Now, I understand that Jane Fonda gave you some advice about playing or an insight into your character, Slim. Who was Slim Keith, by the way?
Well, Slim Keith was a formidable woman, very erudite, very well-read, and she married well, as these ladies tend to do, especially because she wasn't a blue blood. She didn't come from wealth. Without going too far into detail, I'll jump right to Jane knew Slim because Slim was a friend of Jane's stepmother. So she said that Slim used to walk like she had something dangling between her legs. And so she did this. And I thought, I'm not going to walk around like that. Mm-hmm. And anyway, we'd already shot it. It was too late. But mm-hmm. but can you imagine?
Did she say what was dangling?
A fish.
A fish. A fish dangling between her legs.
So now Slim's finally going to get mad at me after all the portrayal. Yes. And everything. I have to duck with the no lights are going to fall on my head.
Speaking of Jane Fonda, Jane does this thing every so often called Fire Drill Fridays.
Absolutely.
On Capitol Hill, where Jane is here, evidently, and where she and her friends go down there and they get arrested for protesting that Congress isn't taking action about climate change.
That's right.
And here is one of her friends, you, getting arrested on Capitol Hill for that.
Speaking of letting your anger show and not having to be pretty for the camera,
I think you look lovely.
I've
never been arrested on purpose. Indignant. What did this feel like?
So many combination of emotions. I mean, I felt empowered. I think that it's so important to be active rather than depressed mm-hmm. about things. And you want movement, you want motion. There ought to be a law, and so we've got to make them, and we've got to motivate them to do it.
Did you take any friends with you to, like,
my daughter came. This is so great. My daughter called me the night before Eleanor, and she says, Mom, I want to be there. I'm going to take the midnight train. I was like, the midnight train to D.C. It's got a ring to it. So she showed up, and we went early in the morning. She got arrested with me.
That's a wonderful mother-daughter activity.
It's very bonding.
I'm sure.
Very bonding.
Speaking of, like, daughter memories, I understand that you were really young when you started touring the world with the theater company. How
that
old
is
were
true.
You?
Well, I was seven.
And you left home. Did your parents come with you?
No.
So they handed you over to, let's face it, we're circus people.
We ran
people.
Away and joined the circus.
Exactly.
That's literally my line.
You at 7 years old, are...
La Mama Theater Company.
Oh, La Mama. Okay, so
East
and you're traveling
you
around traveling the world.
Know.
What was that like for you? Like, why would your parents let this happen, first of all?
My therapist is rich. no, I tell you, it was, my dad said it was the best education a person could have, traveling the world,
sure.
seeing other cultures,
sure.
Experiencing autonomy as young as possible, because in a way, you want to, of course, they were very careful that nothing happened to me,
sure, sure.
even though I was a runaway. I would run away sometimes.
When you were on tour, you would run away?
Yeah, it did happen one time in Amsterdam, but you know what,
these things happen.
Hey! Yes. We performed in the ruins. That was usually the venues that were chosen. So, like, the ruins of Persepolis,
oh, wow.
Baalbek, Lebanon, you know, where that U2 famous concert footage is, and Mount Etna is in the background in Sicily.
The Sphere in Vegas? Is that what you're
saying? No. Well, one day it might be a ruin, but let's not imagine that. No, just these classic venues that I'd seen in history books in school.
So you're 7 years old. Was there some place that stuck with you all these years as, like, sort of, like, most magical or most arresting for you?
Well, I think the ruins in Baalbek were pretty great, although my hands were tethered by rope. Two men were carrying a stick, and my head was bouncing on every step on the way up the hill because I was playing dead. That's all these Greek tragedies, the children get killed. So that's what my job was to be King Astyanax or Medea's child, whatever you need.
I alone live to tell the tale.
Diane,
wonderful to see you.
Thank you so much for being here.
The season finale of Feud, Capote versus the Swans, airs tomorrow on FX, and the entire season is available Thursday on Hulu. Diane Lane, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.